Now, back to Mike Pritchard and Clay Baker on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Right, Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. here on your Wednesday morning. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for making us a part of your morning escape. Rich and Clay Morning Show rolling on as we are joined by our esteemed next guest. It's Street Legal with Sam and Ash, attorneys at law, because you deserve what's right. 820-1234, samandash.com. And we're really grateful that you are here because you sponsor our text line. And we're thank you to join us on this show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Great to be with you.
I know. This is exciting. This is so fun.
Congrats on the new gig. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you. I mean, look at this place. It's shiny. It's new. It's fantastic.
Spacious.
Right, right. Spacious. I mean,
it's so silver and black. I like it.
It is, isn't it? It captures the tone. And you know, you guys are so busy. You guys do just such a great job going around the community and stuff. And we start to see, you know, stories like what happened for the Darren Waller Foundation, the Raiders Gala. You know, with all the great intentions that that foundation does and the integrity of Darren Waller to go and try to provide, you know, youth that are in trouble, they're surrounded by drugs and alcohol, and there's no way out for them because that's a continuous cycle. For him to go and continue to, you know, give his time and foundation is really admirable. And really, you feel like bad that out of something so great, something bad would happen out of that, seemingly something that could have been fixed at all because Raider players were seen not wearing a mask and other people at the foundation not wearing a mask. And now everybody wants to come in and throw their opinions about masking and not masking it, and almost becomes now like that little event turned political all of a sudden in its aftermath. What do you think about how this will turn out as far as like, at least as far as like perception of the Raiders trying to do good, but yet something will come out like this, and maybe all we remember from the foundation is that nobody was wearing masks?
Well, I care about the Raiders being successful. So that to me, and both of us, like, we want to see the team do great this season, have a strong season. So this is, on some level, it's just a distraction. But I also think the players need to be safe. Right? Because what is at risk is the season. And look at what happened with the Titans. I mean, something broke out. You know, the bug is loose. And they're now, it's a threat to the team. And so this, you know, I look at it very simply as these players are under contract. They work for a company. It's a business. It's a $3 billion business. And their obligation under the terms of that contract is follow the rules, and the rules are there to protect the business. So, look, I mean, it's not a political issue. It's a business issue. It's a team issue. I love that they were there not just for that cause, but they were supporting their teammate. Like, mm-hmm. I love that the team was there together. It shows me that we've got a great group of guys that clearly get along and are friends. I like that.
That is cool.
But they're obligated to be smart and protect the season. It's very important.
Ash, what do you think about like the overall statement of how maybe like when the city kind of in the bad look that this presents, does it start to hinder what the practices are to go and start opening up the stadium, for example, where they play? Because everyone is so desirous to see that stadium open. And we're starting to see even in Houston, the Texans want to play their game against Minnesota. 15,000 people are going to be let into the stadium in Houston. Why not here? What are the best practices to start opening this up?
Well, there's best practices and then also what's being allowed. And recently, Sisolak came out and he's now authorizing places like sports arenas that have 2,500 or more capacity, they're able to have a 10% capacity at events. So arguably the Raiders could have 6,500 people in their stadium, but then it comes with all these rules that you have to have them in like 250 people, like pods, and they can never mingle. And so it's going to be really interesting to even see if Mark Davis allows it, because, you know, then he's also in a position of what fans get to go and what fans don't. Is it going to be a lottery system? And I'm not sure if the Raiders will actually do it. But best practices, we all know, you know, space, wash hands, clean, you know, be outdoors if possible.
Okay.
I mean, so I don't think we're in a surprise of how to maintain health. You know, don't let, if you're sick, don't go out. If if you've got a fever, you don't let them in the building. You know, places are figuring it out. So, but now it's the laws are allowing us to do it and to have these larger groups. So that's going to be interesting. And I think UNLV is going to maybe have the first large crowd if they beat the Raiders to having a crowd. It'll be interesting. I'm excited.
A lot of people ask us, what happens if I get infected somewhere, and do I have a case and whatnot? And Ashley's for a while keeps saying it's true. It's very difficult to trace and prove. Hey, I contracted COVID here, mm-hmm. place X. But I'll say this: one important thing here is the contact tracing, and that's another. It's an important element here. So it's screening people. Trying to do what you can to prevent people who manifest symptoms of illness from entering the building, and then also keeping track of everybody with their contact information, because it's the contact tracing that can will help show us an exposure occurred.
Hopefully,
and also will help contain the spread, right? Because you contact those people who've been exposed and get them tested and quarantined if needed.
And that's all you can do. We're with Sam and Ash. It's Street Legal here on Pritch and Clay on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM. You can go online, samandash.com, or call 820-1234 because you deserve what's right. Sam and Ash are good friends of mine, and I'm really grateful that you have your time here with us today. All right, how do you think Las Vegas has been approaching opening up overall? Because we are, like I said, desirous to open up the stadium right away. But how do you feel like things have been going gradually here in Southern Nevada?
I think it's been going well. I mean, it's tough, going from zero to 150 miles an hour is not easy. And there's always going to be hiccups, and we're learning and we're figuring it out as we go. And overall, I think we've done a very good job. The hotels are implementing regulations and making sure that people are wearing masks. There's temperature screening, there's sanitation everywhere. I'm proud to be to live here.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'll tell you this: this whole thing with COVID is a balance, right? It's give and take. On one side, we certainly don't want this disease to spread. We want to keep our emergency rooms, as open as possible. On the flip side of it, though, we have jobs that have been lost, and we have economic destruction that has been wrought upon our community, and a lot of my friends and neighbors have felt it in a very personal way, and us too. It's been devastating. So I'm very happy that, for example, bars have reopened. I'm excited that Park
End. I just like how you worded that.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of happy with that.
Well,
which bars exactly?
Well, I have a couple in mind. There's some of these rules haven't made exactly a lot of sense.
They
got to
serve that monkey wrench gin.
Yeah,
yes.
That's it. But if you've got the food or you don't have the food, I'm not an expert in this. All I'm going to say is that I'm very proud of how we've done, and I love that we're coming back. I love that the Strip is having activity, because that's a big, big important part of our financial engine. Park MGM opens today, reopens today. Mm-hmm. Smoke-free, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. So I expect that to go very well for them. And we love this community. We love Las Vegas. It's our home. And I'm, it's been really sad to see so many people affected by this. And now to finally see these glimmers of hope that we're pulling through it.
One thing about downtown, you guys have your station, your headquarters downtown, right off of a Casino Center there. It's awesome to watch you guys involved with the community each and every day. And now we see what Derek Stevens is going to do with Circa. What do you think about his idea to go and have a 21 and over mantra and theme? And if you're younger than 21, they have a spot for you too. But I mean, over 21 to
were
have that kind of
theme. Ashley? No.
Rocky.
Yeah. The dog free zone. Sorry. You're on your
own. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for this. It's new. It's vibrant. It still has a really cool retro look. And I don't know. Have you seen the photos of that stadium pool? That looks fantastic.
It's like he didn't copy anybody. He just went and did his own innovations. What I mean,
unreal. And so I'm really excited for it. And you know what? Here's the reality. If the 21 and over thing doesn't work, you can always open it up. I mean,
you could always change your
rule. You could always change it. It's not a drastic thing, but I like where it's headed. It reminds me of vintage Vegas. Mm-hmm. This is an adult's playground. It's really not a place for like kids. So I'm excited.
My wife and I have three kids. The fact of the matter is getting out means getting away from them. So I think there's going to be a lot of Americans and Europeans and people from all over the world who are going to find that a very attractive proposition. And guess what we love about it is that it's going to bring life, even more life, to downtown. We're big advocates for downtown. So loving it.
And you brought up Park MGM. How do you think people will take to the non-smoking factor?
I think it's going to be a hit.
It's not something they pulled out of thin air. This is something they've been listening to their customers about, right?
Yeah, I think this is the baby steps to a lot of other casinos going this route, especially with the proximity of California and California visitors. You know, we're so used to, from being from California originally, never encountering cigarette smoke. Mm-hmm. And then coming to Vegas and going through casinos, yeah, it's part of it. But I think there's going to be a huge influx of visitors to Park MGM just for that reason.
I agree. Well, it's Sam and Ash here with us. 802-1234, samandash.com, because you deserve what's right. They're sponsors of our text line, and we're so grateful for that and grateful for you to come in today. Thank you for being here.
Oh, great to be here.
It's great to be here.
Are you sure? Because where's Rocky?
I mean, I know. Rocky
was like, I'm not coming in.
Oh, you have to ask your buddy about where Rocky is.
Oh, really? Ed? Did he have the incisors again?
Yeah, you know, Rocky's going to his treatment therapy for his case against Ed, so stay tuned.
I'll tell you what, we got to get fingerprints, we got to get people signing affidavits as soon as possible, because I want all we can get out of Ed.
It'll happen, don't worry.
820-1234, samandash.com, because you deserve what's right. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks.
And thank you for all for listening. Coming up next, it's Greeny, then JT the Brick, Scott and Q, and then Vinny and Lincoln from 4 to 6, a full day of Raider Nation Radio here on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM.
Hey, it's Clay Baker from Pritch and Clay on Raider Nation Radio, and I'm here to remind you, in personal injury cases, there is no substitute for caring, and no one cares more for their clients than Sam and Ash. Call now at 702-820-1234. Go online, samandash.com. Sam and Ash, they listen, they understand, they know how seriously one's life can be impacted after being injured in a car accident. So trust in the lawyers who are tough on the insurance companies, but treat you like family. Call 702-820-1234. Go online, samandash.com, because you deserve what's right.